Steve, first of all, congratulations. How much does this mean for you to take Villa to the game that means everything?
Well, for everybody concerned with the club, then I'm delighted to give them something to shout about. The supporters, which make a football club, it's all about them. They'll be making their arrangements, and the one thing you have to do now, though, is if you're going to go to Wembley, then you've got to make sure you're successful. So we can pat yourselves and say, oh, we're going to Wembley and all the rest of it. We have to really tune ourselves in to say, yeah, we're going there to win. And then it's a great place and great place to do it. But the supporters today and all the rest of it, it was fantastic to see after the tough times they've had. Mm. And the support, I'll thank every one of them.
Were you nervous at all?
Nervous? I think in every game I get a bit nervous. I even did gardening today, would you believe? Wow. I must be getting old, Tom. I did a bit of gardening and I think I've
did
lost
he work?
A plot. Well, I'm going in before we go to Wembley. I think I'll have a little go with that. I think I'll have a go. But yeah, I mean, now you just try to occupy yourself. You know, I think, you know, all the cliches come out, Mark, that, you know, I don't think if you're not nervous or a little bit tense, that little bit of pit feeling in your stomach, then you shouldn't be in it, because it's difficult. It's difficult not to. So, yeah, there was a few little butterflies, but I think the experience was concentrate on it. How can I help the team? What we're going to do? And thankfully, defensively, we've been fantastic over the two semis. Really focused, determined, nullified their threat, and to win the game on a set piece, because we really worked hard on what we are. And I have to say, I never really pick out individuals. Alan Hutton has been unbelievable in two semi-finals, so fantastic for him.
Did you want them to be a bit more on the front foot in that
second half? That's what you said at half time. We've got to not just go back and go deep. It's human nature to protect, and I thought second half we really controlled it. Was anybody going to score? It was going to be us. I knew it was never going to be a classic. Never going to be a classic. They're too tense for that. And, you know, we had everything to lose. When you're 1-0 up, you've got everything to lose. And, you know, there became a little bit of a threat in the end where they threw the big lads up. But overall, over the two legs, I think we've deserved to go through.
And you saw and heard, if you needed reminding, just how much it means to everybody to be in there, to be contending, to get back to the top flight.
Yeah, I mean, look, the reason why I came to the club 19 months ago was I knew that Aston Villa has to get there or thereabouts. So under no illusion, you know, club of this stature. But it's been difficult, Mark, very, very difficult. So for all the supporters and the club's only as good as your supporters, then pleased for them, very, very pleased for them, because that's what it's all about.
Just finally, Fulham, any thoughts on them?
They're good. We know they're good. But we've beat them here. Give us an encouragement. They beat us down in their place. Should be a wonderful game of football. Two footballing teams. Defensively, we're going to have to be very, very good. But we can cause a few problems to them too with what we've got up the top end of the pitch as well.